You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Tomorrow, right here on Idaho Matters, we will be talking with Idaho Senator Mike Crapo, and we would like to ask him your questions. So make sure to send your questions or your comments to idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we will ask the senator tomorrow right here on Idaho Matters. February, it is Heart Health Month, and one of the main objectives of this awareness campaign is to get people moving, because heart disease is the leading cause of death here in the United States. And a long-term study by the University of Glasgow found that commuting to work by bicycle can cut the risk of developing heart disease by almost half. Just one more reason to get moving. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Dr. Laura Fink. She's a sports medicine physician with St. Alphonsus, and Dr. Jennifer Anderson, a cardiologist at St. Alphonsus. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks, Gemma.
You know, over the years, and we still talk so much about cancers and other things that relate to people's death. But we are in a point now, as I said, where heart disease, mm-hmm. it is the leading cause of death in our country. And does that come from a sedentary lifestyle that most people tend to have in our country? And maybe Dr. Anderson, I can start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifestyle is huge when it comes to heart disease. And it's a problem in both men and women. And that has been historically forgotten, though it's getting better as, the last several years mm-hmm. that we've had a little bit more awareness develop with that. But lifestyle, nutrition, and diet, cornerstone of really prevention of the disease, whether you've never had an event or, you've already had one, either way.
And you're really true when you say that historically, I think we focus so much on men and heart disease, but we're finding now it affects more and more women.
Yeah. And again, I want to emphasize number one cause of death in women. So even if you take every disease combined and add them together, the disease of heart problems in women, it outweighs the number of those other deaths, the other events. So it's number one for both genders.
So, it's interesting to look at this. I mentioned this study at the University of Glasgow, and they did a 5-year study, and they looked at the benefits of cycling and walking. And what this study said was, cycling, if you go like 30 miles a week, will really cut your chances of having heart disease in half. That's a lot for a lot of people. So what do you say with that compared to, getting someone up and getting them moving? Mm-hmm. And maybe Dr. Fink, you can talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important to first start with expectations on what to anticipate.
Okay, right?
So one thing is not to expect, especially since we're talking about cycling right now, making sure that, when you start, let's say you haven't cycled before and you first day you go, don't expect to do, 30 miles. If you do, great, awesome. But coming with the idea that you're going to be starting with a slow progression, a slow amount of duration or mileage. And so that way, for first of all, it doesn't, it's a fun way to do it. And also mm-hmm. it reduces your risk of injury. And so on a rule of thumb, usually when I tell people when you're introducing some type of activity to their lifestyle, so biking, this also translates to running as well, or walking, is you want to start slow amount or low duration or a small amount of mileage. And then let's say you do it for cycling, you're going to start with like 20 to 30 minutes, low resistance, just to see how it is. Do that a couple times a week. And then when you look at the total amount of time or mileage that you do per week, you want to increase it about 10 to 15% mm. per week after that, just because it's been found if you do any more than that, which you certainly can do, but it's doing a 10 to 15% increase increments per week has a lower risk of injury. So then you can continue to do this lifelong as well.
Well, and do you find too, if someone has had a sedentary lifestyle and they decide to make a change and adding in some type of movement exercise to their lifestyle, how much do the expectations actually play in being successful?
Huge. Yeah, and I think it can be very frustrating, too, when you're first starting, because a lot of the times you're going to be sore afterwards. And it's an important thing, too, that I also recommend is you can do it by yourself, but also getting a good community, kind of like Upcycle, which I know Dr. Anderson will be talking about. But having that group, that core group and community where you have people holding you to a certain expectation as well, and it's fun, and you have it, it's, you feel you kind of form a good friendship and bond with it too. So it's another way to kind of help with that expectation and that I guess that nervousness of starting something new and a new addition to your lifestyle.
So speaking of Upcycle, let's talk about this event that's coming up on Thursday, downtown Boise at their Upcycle studio. Dr. Anderson, talk to me about about what this is.
Yeah, so UpCycle is a bicycle team. It's a team based here in Boise, and they're very motivated to help people of all levels to get into cycling. You know, we have people that are from all walks of life as far as pretty high-level athletes, but also people like me who, you know, have real jobs and kids and just want to get out there and have a good group and feel comfortable. So, you know, they're motivated to help with that, help you feel good with your skills, and again, to gain that level of fitness as well as comfort on the bike. But they also are very excited about getting the community involved. It's a perfect partnership with St. Alphonsus because the health aspect's there. They want to get out there. They want to help people with their personal health goals. And the event on Thursday is to introduce the community to the team and the sponsors. So it's just going to be a really fun event. It's going to be where all the sponsors can show basically their hot stuff. There'll be a bunch of folks doing an indoor sprint competition for prizes. They have, I guess, over $1,000 of prizes
Wow.
that they're going to be giving away with that. And then again, our president, who's Andrew Harris, he's going to be announcing the sponsors and making sort of that connection during the event as well.
So UpCycle is an indoor cycling studio.
It's indoor cycling studio, but we actually do a lot of outdoor things. So
okay.
The team travels to different races in the region. They get together and do outdoor rides. They actually host some specific rides for women once a month. You know, or again, it's outside or co-ed mountain bike rides or, again, different events that are often either mountain or road cycling specific, you know, in our great outdoors. So they have the studio, but there are other things they're doing as well.
And how important is it, I mean, when someone starts up something like this, to go from this, you know, if you're in the studio and getting comfortable then going outside? Because that can be a real, that's a real shift for people.
Sure. Yeah. I think one thing important just on a safety aspect,
right.
We're transitioning from an indoor studio where you're doing cycling on a stationary bike, when you transition out, make sure that you're street smart with everything. So understanding the etiquette with riding a bike, making sure you're wearing a helmet, wear those helmets, and then also having proper equipment, going to places where when you're riding, and certainly when we're involved in a program like UpCycle, you're going to be with a community and people that know where to go and what to do, depending on your level of expertise but starting off, going to a place where there's low traffic and where there's less risk of those injuries or encounters with vehicles and things like that.
I'm speaking with Dr. Laura Fink, a sports medicine physician with St. Alphonsus, and Dr. Jennifer Anderson, a cardiologist at St. Alphonsus, talking about UpCycle as well as the event that's going to be happening on Thursday in downtown Boise. Also, I think it can be intimidating from going from indoor to outdoor cycling. So, Dr. Anderson, how much does that group dynamic play into maybe getting someone a little bit out of their comfort zone?
You know, you're actually bringing up, reminding me of a great story of a team member we currently have, a 53-year-old mom who was exclusively an indoor trainer. She'd go to spin classes, loved it. Actually, she shares the story, and I wish she was here to tell you personally, but I guess, you know, she was a little overweight, not feeling great about herself, got into the spin thing, really started enjoying just doing it on a routine basis with the group. And then one of the current team members of UpCycle told her, hey, you should get out there and actually start, you know, racing. And she did. I think she was in her 40s at the time, 53 now. And has done amazing. She's gone to nationals. She places in time trials. She's an advocate for the community as well as the team, and actually is a mentor for me. So she's really, a great example, I think.
So with the event on Thursday, how does that work if people want to give this a try or become a part of this community?
Yeah, just show up. I mean, the timing is 5 to 7 this coming Thursday, downtown Boise, 8th Street. You can Google, you know, UpCycle and find the address. And you know, we'd welcome you with open arms.
And to be clear, I mean, I for people who are, you know, on that verge of, you know, they know they should maybe start an exercise routine, but, you know, once again, it can be intimidating. And then you're in that class dynamic. As a physician, both of you, how do you encourage someone to take that step?
I don't know who wants to go first.
Sure, I wish we had TV right now so everyone could see their faces.
It's like, well, you know, I think Dr. Fink was mentioning earlier, you have to kind of see where somebody's at.
Yeah.
You know, their comfort level and where to start. Is the door open before you even start the conversation? You know, I'm not going to say, oh, you're not extra. I'm not going to lecture. I just want to, you know, you want to talk about it. Let's brainstorm together. I did want to add, actually, as I was listening to Dr. Fink talk, you know, just 10 minutes a day is all we need. We don't have to get on a cycle. cycling team, right? 10 minutes a day for cardiovascular health, you still get something out of that, believe it or not. And it can be broken up. It doesn't have to be all at once. You know, you can just add up your day, your minutes as the day goes on. So there are a lot of ways to get your health benefits.
And that's the key right there, especially with it being Heart Health Month, is that it's getting up and getting moving. But that 10 minutes a day, that can be doable for a lot of people mm-hmm. who haven't taken those steps to, you know, getting on a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, this Thursday, people can come in and just sign up at Upcycle and be a part of the event.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this Thursday is the party, but you can go any
right.
day
you can
want.
Go any day you want. The party is on Thursday. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Dr. Laura Fink, a sports medicine physician with St. Alphonsus, and Dr. Jennifer Anderson, a cardiologist with St. Alphonsus, talking about an event coming up this Thursday at Upcycle. But again, heart health, getting out there, getting moving. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.